I'm happy to inform that I made the plane last week. Believe it or not. We left off, if I'm not mistaken, discussing the question of smicha with respect to hanocha lechatchila. Let's review, since it's been a week. There exists a machlokas between the Dogel and the Ravova and Rabbi Kiva Eger as the pshat and the Mogen Avraham. The correct pshat, we thought, was that of Rabbi Kiva Eger, who said that smicha by hanocha lechatchila is asur for sure. It fits in nicely with Al-Mahalach. Al-Mahalach is, to refresh your memory briefly, that we're relying on the Ar-Sameach. Ar-Sameach says that smicha is a leniency which overcomes the problem of Shem Yechata B'Gacholim, because after all it's an unusual place on the side, especially if you require Dokman HaMafsik. However, we thought, based on Ar-Sameach, that smicha would not obviate the problem of Nirik and Mavashim. Although they could be, you can argue on both sides, but that's what we're assuming, that are Sameach. That being the case, we also said, if you recall, that even though there are opinions which maintain that everything is Asr because of Shem Yechata B'Gacholim, both Shehiyah and Achzor and Hanocha Lechatchila. And there are those who say that only Shehiyah is Shem Yechata, but Achzor and Hanocha Lechatchila are both Asr because of Nirik and Mavashim. But the Halacha, based on Tfan Ramah, we wanted to assume that smik, that Shehiyah and Achzara is because of Shem Yechata. But Hanocha Lechatchila is also because of Nirik and Mavasha. That being the case, Rabbi Kiva Eger is very appealing to us. He says that smicha is mutter by with respect to Shehiyah, maybe even with respect to Achzara, it should depend upon those 2 days, but not with respect to Hanocha Lechatchila, because he had talked about Nirik and Mavasha. This is exactly what what Rabbi Kiva Eger was saying, and with respect to Hachzara, it depends upon the two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Magen Avraham said on a very cryptic remark, Shita Rishona, Shita Shnia, which of course may be arguing perhaps as to whether Hachzara is also because of Nirik and Mavashal Hashem Yechata. We spoke about it a little bit. Remember the Rif's proof? The Rif was Machmir, like Abana. And its proof is assuming, the way we understood, that Hachazara is also because of Nirik and Mavashal. However, the opinion which maintains, like Ramah, like Chananya, that it's Moter would presumably hold that it's Shem Yechata, and if a smich is Mutna only by Shia, but also by Hachazara, that can be pshat in that cryptic remark of the Magen Avraham, as explained by Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now, here comes the biggest coup. Yes.
So what is the Gedoram of Smicha and the Gedoram of Kineged and Maduro, which
is it's hard to know exactly, I'll be honest with you. It's hard to know.
I just cracked them. Yeah. Mix the two Chaburas.
It's okay.
But the OU guideline of placing
dry on top of the shelf, you mean?
Yeah, shelf.
Top of the shelf is a Mishnah Berurah somewhere in Rishon Tess, somewhere tucked away in the middle of nowhere, based upon
that it.
That's presumably bad. That's like Kineged and Maduro. It's way off. You know what? It also won't get too hot. That's why no one uses it. I don't want to interject. Why don't they use it? It doesn't get hot. That's why. Anyway. Emes? Okay. Let me explain to you, Rabbi Osei, a very, very important run here. This is the run which everyone talks about. Let's see it inside. The world famous Kula of the Ran. Take a look over here on page 12. We haven't really discussed it yet. This is known as the Ran's Kula cited by the Ramah. Some in America call it the Rav's Kula, because Rav Soloveitchik, the Kohen Levracha, was allowed people to rely upon it many years ago in Boston. So it's called the Boston Kula. There's different names, but let's see it in the original. The Ran on page 12 is bracketed. Miyubi Rishami Mashma. The Kolhani Plukta, all these distinctions, I mean, not arguments, distinctions. The Sigalan Chesem Adbeis, Oda Biyodo, Data Lahavzir, Les Nuela Bisha Silkon, Meir Agabi Kira, Meir of Shabbos, Lohechzir and Ache Hashecha. That's when it's a problem. But, if you take it off on Shabbos, doesn't matter Oda Biyodo, doesn't matter Data Bahavzir, everything's had to go. What's the Lumdus over here about that? The lomdus of the Ran is that it's in order to be considered what's called batla shi'ir rishona, it has to have been taken off from before Shabbos. Then, wait a minute. Now for the first time on Shabbos, it's going on the fire. So that's called anachal chatzil. But if it was on the fire on Shabbos, you took it off, put it down in the refrigerator, put it back on, 8 hours later, that's not considered anachal chatzil. It was already on the fire on Shabbos 12 hours ago on Friday night. That's the lumness of this round. It's still a very big kiddush. It's only based upon the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi is quoted over here, the first wide line. What does it say there? Notle mi beljom, machzir mi beljom. Notle mi shechashecha, machzir mi shechashecha. Notle mi beljom, v'kidesh olav hayom. Okay. Rabbi Simon bar Tadoi b'shem Rabbi Hoshea, imenichu osa l'taltalo. So the Ran understood that Rabbi Simon's statement was referring back to what came before. Notle mi beljom, v'kidesh olav hayom. And then he nicho is then is also the taltalo. That's how the Ran understood the Yerushalmi. And he explains therefore, Dafka benot le mibod yom, hu de machmerinen, aval natalto nintolam eshech ashecha, v'nicho gabi karka, mutalach zero. This is a very big chiddush, which is what the Ran tries to explain the Bible this way. Divrei, omer machzirin, machzirin afilu b'shabbos, lomar, shaf al pi shachzorah hi bilvad, shenasis b'shabbos, shari, in the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Chazon Ish said it's all wrong. He misread the Yerushalmi. If you look at the Pnei Moshe and the Korban Eda, they understood the Yerushalmi differently. That the two statements are not part of the same paragraph. He made it into a run-on paragraph, the Ran, and he says it's incorrect. The Beis Yosef doesn't like it too much. Doesn't even quote it. The Mechal never quotes his Kula. But the Ramah quotes it. Bottom line, the Ramah quotes this Ran in Siv Beis. Let's take a look in the Mishnah Brura and see where the Ramah quotes this in Siv Beis. Reish Nun Gimel Beis. Let's see if we can find it. Page 40. The Yesh Omrin. The call there, all these chumras, if you put it down, you can no longer put it back. Eno osu rak shen etolam en akirem ibo yom. Lo chzira al shechashecha. Avalem lakochov, misham mishechashecha. Afilu nicho agave karka, muta, ran, pere, kira, vekobo. Says the Ramah. V'chei noag en lahokal betanura mishalanu, sheshem bin kira. V'som chanas al dibriyam mekilim. Says the Ramah, two important words. V'tov lahachmir. It's good to be machmir. No, it's good to be machmir because this Ran is very questionable. Very questionable, and therefore, told Avner Mishnah Brura writes Sam of Zion, Ki harbe poskim chokam al Ran. And the Beis Yosef said the Ran was only makel on top of the kirin of the socha kirin. And the Beit Malkan Avraham says the same thing. But, as a schus, there are those who are somewhat lenient. Why? Since Ein Lech Zachazorah Elim Kain, Yesh chom shakter yanasis rosachas minachom. V'zein emotsu kol kach in their days. Of course, nowadays it's very emotsu. So therefore, that side would not apply. Says the Ramah, miu mitztanein l'chulei alma osur. Why? Here's the big $64,000 question. Why? What does it mean? Miu mitztanein l'chulei alma osur. Why? Why? So the Mishnah Brura Samaches gives you the big shayla. Some say, because of Bishul, Yesh Bishul Lacha Bishul, it's not on the garment. But the Magen Avraham suggests, no, even though the Yavesh She'en Bo Morok, the Lo Shayach Bo Bishul, Gam Kein Osa, the Kevan She'kvon it's Tanein, Bot Lo Ashiya Rishona, Mavikinosein Ata Mechodosh, B'soch HaTanur, L'za Osur B'chol Gavni. So what does that mean? An interesting distinction the Magen Avraham is drawing is the basis for it in the Ritva. So when are we saying this kula of the Ran? The Ran's kula was that even though you put it down and you put it back again, we're not going to say Batla Shi'ir Rishona. After all, it was on the fire on Shabbos earlier. So we're not going to say Batla because you put it down on the floor for 5 minutes. But if you put it in the refrigerator, it becomes ice cold, then even though it at one point was on the fire on Shabbos, it's still batla. Batla not because of the location of the item, but batla because of the temperature of the item. And therefore it's gamri batla. And for this reason, none of these coolers would work. Of Soloveitchik, Zichron of Levracha, said, I'm told, never heard it from him directly, but that's what I'm told, he wanted to rely upon the Ramah B'Shas Hadchak, but he wanted to extend it to even to the case where the item was cold as long as it was dry, because he held it the first day in the Mishnah Berurah, which is the Vilna Gaon, seems to say, he said, Kanal. Kanal means presumably that it's an issue of Bishul, and not applied to something which is dry, when there's no Bishul, Lacha Bishul, and therefore you put two and two together, you get the following unbelievable cool. Namely, you have a blech, put the food on the blech on Friday, you remove the food from the blech on Friday after it gets dark, put it in the refrigerator, and Shabbos morning, you put it right back on the blech. This is the cooler of the Ran, which is known as the cooler of the Rav, or the Boston cooler, whatever you want to call it. The Ramah himself says, don't rely upon it. Tov lahachmir. And according to the Chazanish, it's much more than the Tov lahachmir, Chayovim lahachmir. It's very difficult today, when we have other options, and there's a greater awareness of Shemir Shabbos, to rely upon a cooler, which was instituted, at least in this country, only to, at a time, as I mentioned to you before, when there's a lot of Chilul Shabbos, we had to try to find any leniency possible to avoid the worst Chilul Shabbos. Yes?
Is this enough of an opinion to be able to say Safek Maaseh Shabbos that if someone...
Yes, in my opinion, that's for sure. It's for sure true. The Ran, the Ramah quotes a meaning that way. There are chein noagim. So although the Ran himself, the Ramah himself said Tov Lahachmir, but since there are noagim, which the Ramah didn't bang him over the head so hard, Chazanish banged him over the head. But that's only the Chatchila. But the Yevet, if someone does that and they rely upon this quote-unquote Rav Skula, I think that it's permissible to eat the food. But the problem is, like many things, people misunderstand it. They'll take food which has been in the refrigerator since Thursday and they'll put it on the blech on Shabbos morning. It's the Rav Skula. I don't know, the Rav is making. They fail to appreciate the fact that he was only making with the Ramah, assuming it was on the fire on Friday evening. Then it was made, not just took it from the refrigerator. And there were those, I know, who take liquids and put it on the blech on Shabbos, the Rav's cooler. So, you know, what can I tell you? It's an unfortunate reality that people either misunderstand or take liberties that don't want to understand. They just want to have their hot food. So you have to be very careful if anyone is relying on this leniency to be, not to go beyond the leniency which is itself highly questionable. Okay?
It's
liquid, it won't work.
No, you put it back in the refrigerator.
So it's taka aser if it's liquid.
No, why do you need to be there on the Yavedash Moshe? What do you gain by being the Yavedash Moshe?
As far as liquids?
As far as
Dava Yavish. According to the Shita Sarah Haram, more based upon the Ran, if you took a Dava Yavish and put it on the floor and put it back again, according to Rav Poskim, it's Butler Shir Rishon automatically. The mere fact that you put it on the floor, already Butler Shir Rishon. He's starting from scratch to call it Achal Lechatchila, which is prohibited. However, according to this opinion in the Ran and the Ramah, if you put it, it was on the fire on Shabbos, and it was removed and returned, it's not called Butler Shir Rishon. But if it's cold, then according to the Magen Avraham, it is called Butler. According to the Grah, perhaps it's not. Right? That's the assault. Oh. This is as far as classical Hachazara is concerned. Okay, you're taking it off the fire, putting it back on the fire. That's the issue which is being discussed over here in Siv Beis. It seems, therefore, to go back to the question with which we began the Shia today, what about Smicha with respect to Anachal Chathila? You have to see the Ramah at the end of Siv Hei. At the end of Sif Hei is a very important Ramah, because after all, the Magen Avraham had a reference to Lukin Sif Hei, and as the Rebbe Kivegin, Kivegin said, Lukin Sif Hei. What does it say in Sif Hei? What does it say over there? Interesting Ramah. Ramah says at the very end, Ukvar Nisboer, the last two lines, Ukvar Nisboer, Shenogu Lahokel, Bechazora, Beshabis, Afilu Inicho Agabe Karka. What it's all about is as follows. Hanocha lechatchila by hinicha gabe karka is mefurish gemara that it's awesome. Only question: how do you define hanocha lechatchila? The Ramayim quotes himself. Should we see if it earlier where he said, "Noagu lahaka like the Ramon, like the Ran, that if it was put down and returned on Shabbos and on Friday night it was on the fire, we're not going to view that as hanocha lechatchila. View it as hachzar." So too over here with respect to smicha. You know why we're going to be lenient to the Ramah? Because we're not going to view it as a hanocha lechatchila should be prohibited by smicha. We'll rather consider it to be what? Again, hachazara. And smicha b'chazara is mutter. It's exactly how Rabbi Kivegel's learning pshat in the Ramah Sif Hei, which fits very beautifully with his assumption back in Sif Beis. That's how I understand it. That's how I understand it. Fine. Yes.
Two points. One, when the Ran is based on the fact that we say that Mos Kaderos are Zafim Benish Moshe, so perhaps if you take it to Abir Shab and you put it back on Benish Moshe, Kiddush Olam Hayom, that it's going to reach the temperature additional, but not maybe afterwards Shabbos itself.
I don't think so. I think the Ran is based on what the Ran said. The Ran explained himself, as we read at the beginning of the Shia. The Ran says that in this kind of a situation, we're not going to consider it but lo Shia Rishon. We'll consider it to be a hachazar. That's how I understand the Ran.
Okay,
putting the extra words into his mouth.
Okay, the yeah. Same thing was, I thought the Ramah may have been Hasna, the other Manda Omar. If I remember the Gemara correctly, it talks about Hanafa. There's two opinions in the Gemara itself.
Very good. Excellent. Yes, these are sort of a teiku, if you recall. Oh, the biyot is a teiku, that the lahach is a teiku. As a matter of fact, the poskim say, the Mishnah Berurah himself says, we'll see soon, Rav Moshe was very mekel in this matter, that perhaps we have a right to be somewhat lenient in some of these situations. The Mechaber himself said it's only also for zinich al-gabe karka, not on a shulchan. Karka, because the Lamar's lashon is karka. And it's not clear in the Gemara that any less than karka would be considered a bittul. You could argue, if you put it on the table, it's not a bittul shir rishon. Put it on the karka, it is considered a bittul shir rishon.
So
what
do you think it's sasal then?
Right.
Is that language there as well?
Yeah, well, let's open it. Since you were referring to the Ramah again, I have to go back to it. What page is it again? 40? 40. Let's read it again. We didn't read it together inside. We just read excerpts. Let's start Siv Beis in the beginning. We made reference to it once before. The Mechaber says, "Kirashi rufa ktumo v'natal aktera me'olev afilu b'shabes mutalach zero kolzman shiro sachas es the Ramah v'ho the biyado." Says the Mechaber, "Lanicha gabe karka." Obviously, the Ramah is very machmir, more than the Mechaber. The Mechaber only asked the gabe karka, whereas the Ramah requires all the biyado. He can put it on the table. And the Ramah another chumra v'dait olach zero. Remember the Gemara in Lamed Ches too. Unresolved questions. The Mechaber calling the Rambam is Mekil. You don't need that to the Hachzor. All you need is Lo Enicha Gabe Karka. Okay. Says the Mechaber further, V'dafka Al Gabo Avol L'socha Osir. Forget about it. L'socha, forget about it. So the Mishnah Berurah explains it in Nun Ches. Avol L'socha Osir. The Kevin Shumamed L'socha Kederach Shemavashlin Bo Tadir. Nire kimevashel. Okay, so the tocha is a major problem. I mentioned you once before with respect to the crock pot. To take something off, take the crock, the way the old crock pots that there are basically surrounded on all sides, aside from the hatzmonish, which we mentioned earlier, is also a serious hatzar issue. Because the pashtus, when you put it back, that's called lit tocha. And there's no hefta whatsoever to put back lit tocha, the pashtus. Even if it's Rufa Ktumah, you put that tin foil in the whole shtick, it's not going to help. Consider the tocha. The only way out is to assume it's not called the tocha. Maybe if you put those marbles there, put it back on the marbles, it's not considered totally the tocha, because after all, it's sticking up a little bit, and all the way down, there's a possibility of being makel, but it's not glat. It's not a glat the cooler. So it's not so simple. In any event, this is what the word safsal is not found in the Mechaber or the Ramah. I believe that that word is utilized to explain another place that you would normally place the object as opposed to the karka. We're going to put somewhere, so we use the word safsal. Yes, I'm sorry.
Turn to the kafa. So is it better to serve right out of the kafa, or is it in Vegas, or?
In my view, those who raid the chont on Friday night in the crock pot that's fully cooked are better off. I don't want to use the word megis. I say they're better off raiding straight out of the crock pot as it is, because in this way, it's only a chumra al gabri chumra that's somehow. Megis itself, we don't know where the chumra came from, it's fully cooked. And those who say it came in dishak, that's considered like a kind of a shtikla hagasa, it's chumra al gabri chumra. So chumra al gabri chumra, I don't think you have to follow the Mishmir Shabbos, already said, based on Mishnah Berurah. So chumra to keep when you can. If there's no alternative, you have to raid the shul. If there's no alternative, so then it's permissible. I'd rather do that and take it off and put it back in, which is a much more serious trap. Yeah.
I don't know if anyone wants to address this, but Rabbi Schreier discussed in terms of policy, if things get messed up in a catering setting, once it goes off the fire, they don't want it back on. So would that be a situation? Let's say you have Friday night shul in a more massive setting. Take it off the fire, would be either they're going to mess up, as I forget, or something else might go wrong. So could you make over there too, even if it is a blood?
Caterers don't raid their own shomans. I mean, in theory, if the guy did it, I wouldn't ask for the shomans.
I mean, but you could have a shower brothel in a shul where
they want to raid the shul.
Or some other food that you want to keep on the fire.
But you see, in the massive numbers, they do. Even in Marashana, they started doing this now. They have a special pot for the Friday night children, right? It took away all the fun. Rabbi Shah is referring to himself as a very distinguished member of the Kol of Marashana for many years, a very strong member, I might add. He was one in charge of holding that pot and helped pick it up. So, but now, even the camp gave in, and they have a special Friday night pot for the children. So it's no fun. It's no mind maneuver anymore. It's not even a raid. They gave it to you. And the opportunity to do it. It doesn't taste as good as it used to, but it still solves some of the Shabbos problems. So I guess any caterer would want to do that. That's how I would handle that one. Okay? All right. Let's now go on to discuss some additional matters.
Also, I asked about Toh. You
have the evidence
that you can't be
non-Toh. Right. That's a
Mechaba. So that would mean what someone make will put the same thing into an oven on Shabbos if you cover the knobs or if it's not.
That's very difficult to be makel that way, because even the pashas, the kulo, the ramah, with the rama, the whole business is only al gaba. We saw the pashas.
Right, and also something came on before about the warmers.
You mean warming drawers, or do you mean
the warming ovens that they have in the shuls and the conditioning and the caterers and hotels?
That's what we have in our shul. We have these stacked up. You know, they have these things, but nothing ever goes back in.
Never.
We never do that. Whether you're allowed to, I don't know. But we never do it. And the reason is obvious, because we have many shelves. You'll take out one kugel, you finish it, then another kugel, another shelf. There's no need for hafzar. That's why it's made this way. It's made with 16 shelves. So you pull out one, use it. Pull out two, use it. And why don't you pull it out? So you see, put that in the garbage. There's still 10 more left.
Is it fair to say, according to Rebbe's analysis, that mitzvah is the nefesh mevashel aspect of it? There's no concern because it's a warmer, not a cooker.
Right.
But since Rebbe has said, like Rav Moshe, that it's insufficient just to cover the knobs to take care of the shem mitzvah problem, you'd have to cover the fire.
It's really hard to do that.
Here you can't
really
do it.
It's hard to do
that. In fact, the wires are covered by the body.
That's not a hacker. That's 6 7 days a week, right?
So that would be the problem.
That's the problem. That's correct.
But only that, I call a fireman that you couldn't meet Tila to take it in the fridge and put it into the
That's what I was saying. Yes, sir.
How about taking a fully cooked Dabri Yavish and putting it into the crock pot to warm up? Is that nefesh mevashel?
I think it is, because as you cook in a crock pot. That is a very serious medical kind of vashel issue. Now, in our house, we cook the chol in the crock pot every Friday. So, you know, it's not just doing it occasionally, it really happens. As opposed to the warming drawers and warming trays, which people never use. I never saw the use for cooking. But crock pot, they used to cook all the time. It's called a slow cooker. That's a goyish name. A slow cooker. You know,
it's
yeah, so perhaps you perhaps the Ron's kula would work, that it's not used for this. But we saw you last week, the reject that, not accept that part of the Ron. Okay. Fine. Let's continue, if you don't mind, in the Shulchan Aruch itself and see something very interesting. Again, back to page 42, wherever we were. Let's read what it says over here. V'yesh matirin l'tein l'toch ha'taner sh'of bo mivod yom t'me'achash lo t'mina bo arachof bo mivod yom lo nishar bo rak hevel ma'at v'yein lochash l'bish u'vavash understand l'gamri v'yesh machmirin bo ze s'sharat of bo mivod yom machlekes our girsa v'yemachom kol kach betana sh'yatzaletis bo osim. This Girsa presumes that there are cases even which is less than Yatzal Letus Bo, where there are Machmir. So the Gros said it can't be. So the Mishnah Berurah Tzadik Gimel says, Tzarech Lomar, She'im, Dilav Hochi, Afilu La Yesh Machmirim, Shari, there's never an Isser that never reaches Yatzal Letus Bo. Some of these warmers will never reach Yatzal Letus Bo, it's Het Tagama, they never made it there in that kind of a case. So the proper Girsa is not Vim, but She'im. Yesh machmirim she'im yatzal letus bo, that it's also if it's less than yatzal letus bo, it's certainly mutter. And there are mekilim who are making it if it is yatzal letus bo for some reason which you don't fully grasp so far, because it says lo nishar bo rak hevel ma'at, a little bit of heat, this dissipating heat, they never made a gzera in that fashion. What do you do with our girsa though? Even if it's an incorrect girsa, but it's an incorrect girsa for hundreds of years, and is there any basis whatsoever? So yes, there is my basis for this gears, if it's correct, if anyone said it, but the Ramah himself didn't say it, someone else said it, is based upon a Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says like this: what if I put something from a refrigerator on a blech, but I put it in the corner of the blech where it will not reach out to let us know? Possible, you have all these huge blechs, right? They have these blechs that cover a whole range of four burners. There's only one burner on in the corner. Get three off, and I put the pot in the far remote corner. Could be it will never reach out to the lettuce bowl. So strictly speaking, it should be permissible. Right, Chazanish? No. Why? Because lo masra Torah lechalecha veechad biyado. Every individual will know where it's yatz lettuce bowl, not yatz lettuce bowl. They made a kind of a gzera, a low plug. You're not supposed to put something in an oven, part of which is Yatzal Letus Bo, part of which is not Yatzal Letus Bo. That's the Chazanish's case, and it's they ask at every part of the oven. And Rabbi Eider Shalita in his Sefer Nichol Shabbos extended from the Chazanish's case, from which was referring to in an oven, to the case of on the blech. He took the whole blech as one unit, same as the whole oven as one unit. So suggests the Hilchos Shabbos of Rabbi Eider. Tamikra didn't be mutter for Yatzal Letus Bo, but the Chazanish's Chumrah should apply, and hence you should not put anything on any part of the blech, even the remote corner, which will not reach out to Letus Bo. Even that should not be done. Yes?
If that's true, in the previous lecture, when you mentioned the difference between the having the empty Kedera and having one which is full, how can the individual tell if it's empty or full? In other words, we said that the prima donna.
I don't think that's such a difficult thing. It's clear that it shouldn't be so hard to determine what's empty and what's full. What is hard to determine is a line, an imaginary red line in the middle of the blech, to know what is yatzal letus bo, what's not yatzal letus bo. That's much more difficult to establish. That's you're sort of guessing. It's guesswork. But that's full or empty. That's not so hard. Yes.
Isn't that remote? Is it true that if it's on the blech anywhere, you can move it?
We're not discussing whether you move it. We haven't yet discussed sliding along the blech. So we're discussing putting something from the refrigerator onto the remote corner of the blech. So Meikra did, if it's yes and yes, let us what should be mutter. However, because of this chumra of Chazanish, the Rav Eider prohibits it in that kind of a circumstance. How do you know? Okay. I can't answer for sure, but I agree. I can see that he does not mention any specific kula of chumra rather of the Chazanish, but I'm not convinced for sure that he would disagree with it. Maybe he's referring to a case in which no part of that whole general area is Yasa Levitzvah. I don't want to read either way into the Mishnah Berurah. You're right, he doesn't mention the Chumrah, but I don't want to say for sure that he disagrees with it. I don't know. Frankly, what I thought was that this Rabbi Eider is correct if you consider the entire Blech as being Agabe Ha'esh. Let me ask you a question. If I have a pan, big pan, a huge frying pan, and of course the fire is only in the middle of it, would you say that the corner of the frying pan is not considered Agabe Ha'esh? What would you say? So today's range. The fire is here, the pan is this big. And I'm in this corner of the pan. Without Agabe Ha'esh, yes or no? What would you say? For sure, yes. Yeah, for sure, yes. Chamel Tosacham Kula, love the Shavart. Alright, maybe. Well, the question, can you extend it to a blech? Chamel Tosacham Kula. The fire is here, the blech is here. Should the whole thing be considered Al Ha'esh or not? That's a matter of some dispute, I believe. Rabbi Eider's Chumra makes sense if you view the entire Blech as being Agave Eish, which is really an arguable position. If, however, you consider it as Smicha, I wouldn't go so far. Now, you can consider it Smicha only with a double Kula. Number one, you don't view it as Chamek Tzatzel Cham Kula, as being one unit. Number two, you don't require a Dofen Amavsti. We spoke about that last week a little bit. So there is some ground to be makel, but I would rather consider it to be al ha'esh, and therefore the chumra of the Chazanish, I think, would be appropriate. Now I'm ready to discuss what you asked me to discuss before, which is moving things around on the blech. So,
if I put a last point.
Sure.
There's three areas on the blech. One that's directly on the fire.
Then it's Yatsa Letitzvah, and it's less than Yatsa Letitzvah.
Less than Yatsa Letitzvah. But according to what we just said, there are three areas. The area that's on the fire, which is area A.
Area B is also fire by Yatsa Letitzvah, and area C
is not Yatsa Letitzvah.
Correct.
So what Rebbe's saying is that area A is Mishor Agave Eish. Area B is either viewed as Agave Eish or as Samacha Eish.
Right.
So if you view area B as Samacha Eish, and so then it should follow that C can't be called Samacha Eish.
Right. Because otherwise the whole world would be Samacha Eish.
Because otherwise
it ended up itself. Right.
But if B is called Agave Eish, then C will also be called Agave Eish, even though it's less than Yatsa.
Will be because of Chumra Chazanish.
Or can be.
Can be because if you hold it out of Chumra. That's what I said. Now, yes. What about moving things in one slot, sliding things along the blech? Mahadin. So Rabbi Eider says, he thinks that the part that's not on the fire is considered samach leish. That's what he thinks. Nonetheless, he can still slide it from the part, which what Rabbi Haber called area B, onto area A. He can slide it from the part that's considered samach leish to the part that's alayish. He quotes the Chazanish who says that from smicha to al-gaba is permissible. In my opinion, that's a serious question. The Chazanish said it, he did. Can't say he didn't say it, he said it. But it's hard to understand why it's really true. It's hard. After all, I thought smicha is not considered al-gaba ha'esh. Remember, as far as smicha is concerned, we paskin muta lishos on Erev Shabbos. You don't even require machal ben drusoi. It's not considered shahiyah. So it's not considered shahiyah. So I would say, you take it from a place that's not considered shahiyah al gabei esh, because it's muta to lishos, and you're moving it from there al esh. I wouldn't allow that. I would say that this svar should be awesome. And here's an interesting contrary point. The Chazanish says, although it's permissible to move something from what we call area B, which is considered, assuming that's considered, area B is considered smicha, La agabe ha'esh, smicha la agabe is mutter right to chazanish. But if you have the heter of kedera agabe kedera, and you want to move from the agabe kedera onto the fire proper, that's not allowed. That's what that should be allowed. Because according to what we kept saying in our previous shiurim, kedera agabe kedera, the reason why, the whole reason why we thought it is a possibility of being problematic in certain instances, is we thought that kedera agabe kedera is considered on the fire. Remember, we had in the Prima Gadim that it would in fact be usher and erev Shabbos if it wasn't Kamacha ben Musoi. Right? So that's obviously considered to be on the fire. So I thought, Mamash, I don't know what to do. I don't have to be a contrarian. Chazanish said, Smicha to Agaba is mutter, and from Agaba Kedera to the Esh is awesome. And I thought the other way around. I don't know. Obviously, Butler Daiti. But that's what I thought. Okay, but what's clear in Chazanish is that to remove from area C to area B is not allowed. I repeat, area C is less than Yatza Lettuce, the remote corner of the Blech, to the paw, which is Yatza Lettuce, that is not allowed. Comes up by either and quotes from Moshe, that's mutter.
Sorry,
we just
backtrack.
Rebbe
had said that the kula to move from B to A, based on
Tzniha is questionable. I'm willing to be Mekel Lamaisa, because I consider that part to be Alesh. Okay. I think, in my opinion, it's mutter. Since I have the others, will make it anyway, so I'll do my kula. C is less than Yatza Lettuce Bo, B is Yatza Lettuce Bo, but not on top of the fire, and A is on top of the fire. Okay? Everyone, is it clear? So, from Moshe is matna from C to B. Why? I don't understand. C is off the fire. C is in Mars. It's off the different planet. What's going on over here? So maybe Rav Moshe is with the assumption that the entire Blech is considered Al Gabe Ho'esh, even the part that's less than Yad Soledes. Well, it's one big, you know, it's like a big pan or something like that. And therefore, in that kind of a case, it's permissible to slide it over. Maybe that's what he means. I'm saying, okay. Maybe. Or, catch this one, from Moshe Rabbeinu the Shittasa. Because in Igris Moshe, Chalik Beis, and Moshe writes an unbelievable Kiddush. The Mechaber and Ramah have a dispute. We are plain Ramah Jews, as a rule. The Ramah said, in order to achzor, you require two conditions. Oda biyodo, and da'at olahazir. Finished. Mefurish Ramah. Comes Rav Moshe, and is makel by hiniach agave safsol v'daita lahavs. Just like this. Get through Ramah. How can it be? Shabu is makel b'shas atchah godol. Right, b'shas atchah godol. But Rav Moshe is makel like this. Why, I misquoted him in Shabu. I thought he's makel l'chadchil? Eis tzorach, okay. Maybe I've begun to America as one big eis tzorach. Rav Moshe is like making sort of the cool in the first instance. Alright. Maybe if you made a mistake and you're stuck, you're not to serve. Mechule, that's an eight we call an ace tzorech. You have the datal haxel, even if it's not considered, even if it's not considered, quote, o de biyodo. Shlem Zalman has another wacko kula. He says it's called o de biyodo. Can you imagine that? You put it in the corner of the blech, you put it down, you went to sleep, you woke up, it's less than yatzah. Oh yeah, it's oda biyoda. What does that mean? I give it a lumdus to Reb Shlomo Zalman. It's a tifa lumdus. There's no halacha l'moshe misinai of oda biyoda. Pekert, the way in which it's but l'shir rishona means you removed it from the fire. But if you didn't remove it from the fire, what happened? You put it on the side of the blech. You thought it, let's say, would be yatzah lettuce bo. And then it just suddenly it got so cold, you see it's less than Yatza Lettuce Bo. There was no removal on your part. So even though in reality, in point of fact, it's no longer on the fire, it may not be considered but l'shir rishonim. This may have another wild ramification. What happened if the fire went out? It can happen. Fire blew out. So my first response, the fire blew out, it's butler shir rishona, forget about it. Maybe not. Shlomo Zalman also suggests in that kind of a case. Maybe it's not called butler. Because you have to have human activity to be mevatel the shir rishona. The wind blew and it blew out the fire. I wasn't mevatel my own hands the shir rishona. Maybe that's a svar lahakel. Perhaps. Perhaps. Okay.
So the Maskana rarely would limit the Moshe Sula to where the pot was originally on A or B, got moved to C, then they also moved back.
I think that's what Moshe's talking about. That's what I'm saying.
But if it started out on C,
I don't think
in the Shabbos, and even Moshe would agree that you can't push it back.
I don't know the exact Lashon in that.
But you have to say that way, otherwise Moshe's going to have a double whammy, because he allowed Moshe of the Mekilim to put on C.
It's going to be a great trick. It's a slippery slope. I'll take it from the refrigerator, put it on C, then put it on B, and put it on A, so I have all the world's problems. How many places in the world holds that way? I don't have to say, it could be make up, and it could make up to do that, but I never heard of Mekilim and that. That's why I understood.
Shabbos kitchen says the same word. That's what Moshe meant.
Baruch Shekivanti. Baruch Shekivanti. Okay. Now, as far as the Plata is concerned, I saw something very interesting over here. In the OU guidelines, he says over here, very, very nice, he agrees with what I said, this Shabbos warming 3C on a non-adjustable oven that is never used for cooking. It's italicized. Not that never can be used, never used. That's how Rabbi Shimon Ida presented in the quotes of Rabbi Moshe. I think I may have told you already that if you look at Rabbi Ida's Sefer, he asked Rabbi Moshe this question. If it's never used for cooking, is it mutter or not? And Rabbi Moshe responded to him, yes, it's mutter because he can't cook on it. So the revisionists are now saying the Rav Moshe only was mekel in a case where you can't cook on it, not where you don't cook on it. All you says never used for cooking, that you can't use it for cooking. I try to prove that the OU is correct, because if you can't use it for cooking, it's not yassa lettuce bowl. Because if it's yassa lettuce bowl, you can cook water, and you can't use. So it has to be this way. But the revisionists. I don't know why. It's hard for me to say. So this is what I'm happy that the OU holds. That like Rabbi Ida's say, but he quotes, who's the mucker? 23, Shmiras Shabbos Aleph, Shema Grashaz, Rabbi Shimon Ida, Rabbi Shimon Moshe Feinstein. Okay, that's Shmiras Shabbos Aleph. Yeah, Shmiras Shabbos is Machmir. Shmiras Shabbos is Machmir for reasons I don't understand when it comes to putting stuff on a plata. He's not making. So I'm just wondering if the cash in the OU was caught by the Eisen. And ask him what he's doing. Aleph. That must be a mistake. Aleph. That's the first line of the Sefer. Aleph. So I'm not Makabe. He extra, huh? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure when I asked him that he said that.
Who, Rabbi Eisen?
Yeah. That he said, not like this. He said that what the OU meant is that it can't cook up.
That is never used for cooking. That means we have revisionism within the OU rather by the author himself.
I asked about the adjustable.
Not adjustable, but not adjustable. Not to be able, either they don't know English.
Isn't that what he said?
I think you're pointing out that on the adjustable ones, they sometimes do cook
up. Oh, wait, that's Rabbi Shoya said that, right. No, but here's, I thought I knew English, that it's never used for cooking. So say so. The can't be used for cooking.
That's what he said. That's what he answered the question.
Who, Dove? Have a short? Email him. Butler died for the email. All right, that's maybe so. Instead of Aleph, it should be Aleph. Ayin Aleph. They left out an ayin. If you look in the ayin Aleph, there it seems to say he asks it because like kashin gevava, kana nachal chatzchila is aser. I thought that's wrong. kasha kavava, there could still be a somewhat of a chashash of chitu. You see, by tara it's also the lishos. Here there's no chashash chitu. It's not adjustable. So I don't understand why I should ask it. Why are we making chumras over here? Why? For what reason? There's no nirikim levashel because no one cooks on it, and there's no shem yichag. It's not adjustable. I'm just flawing logic. I don't know why no one wants to agree with me over here. But yes.
Who cares?
It can. It can do a lot of things. But Chazal only asked what's something which is called nirikim levashel. The pashta says it's only nirikim levashel if it's utilized normally for cooking. If it's not utilized for cooking, I don't see why it should be considered nirikim levashel. And it's standing apart for these new fangled warming drawers. Apparently it's the newest rage. The warming drawers. So the warming drawers, I'm told, they now have non-adjustable warming drawers. Yeah, you've seen that? I never heard. Yeah? Somebody just told me this week. It's non-adjustable. That was California they told me. Non-adjustable warming drawers. I figured it hit California, it'll take 5 years till it gets to New York. But it happened. Okay. So, L.A., capital of all mazeh. Everything first. So I thought that a non-adjustable warming drawer should also be permissible for the same reason. If it's you know, one cooks in a warming drawer, and it's not adjustable. So you have no shem yichad, you have no nirikim avashim. Shai. If it's an adjustable hot plate or an adjustable warming drawer, in my view, you don't have a nirikim avashim problem. All the only problem you have is a shem yichad. The problem which I believe can be overcome by a covering. And not just covering the knobs, covering the entire heat source, which may be a little bit unwieldy when it comes to a warming drawer. A hot tray is pretty easy. However, I must tell you that it's not so pushy that I'm right, because in the case of the plata, you're putting it al gabo. In the case of the warming drawer, you're putting it what? Bitocho. And the question is, why is bitocho more chomer? Why is betocho more chomer? Is betocho more chomer because there's a greater chance of nirikim mevashel, which presumably would not apply in a warming drawer with no one cooks there, or is betocho more chomer because of the greater chance of shem yichad v'gachala, which could be a problem for us? Now it's true, the Mishnah Berurah we just passed it by, and again page 40 I believe it was, when he quotes the reason why betocho is more chomer, he said it's a greater nirikim mevashel. That is true, but look at the source. That's the Mishnah Berurah over here. No, page. Oh, 1 second. I just passed it before. The Tochasa, page 39. Thank you. Page 39. The Tochasa Nun Ches Mishnah Berurah. The cave and Shulman Mamed, the Socha Kiderach Shemavashim Batodir, Nire Kimavashim. But look who he quoted. He quoted the Rashi and the Ran. They hold everything is Nire Kimavashim. But of course, the way we pass like the Ramo, that the problem is what? Is Shemi Yichat the Begachol by Achzara? So the question will then become, what will be the story with respect to Litoch? While the tocha is asur, is that going to be because of shem yichad v'gachalim, as hachzara proper is, or is it because of nirikim avashim? You can't tell by quoting the Rashi from the Ran. They think everything is because of nirikim avashim. So I didn't know where to look, but I had three possible rishonim to look in, who I told you were on what I call the halachically accepted side, namely that hachzara is shem yichad, and hachnocha lechatchila is nirikim avashim. Who are they? The Balamar. He says nothing. The Rush, he says nothing. But I found hit the jackpot in the quote Chidushei Aran, not the real Aran. Chidushei Aran. He's the one who says also held this way. I don't go into the details about why, but he proved it from many sources. But yes, when it came to the Tocha, the Halakha Chidushei Aran said that the Tocha is mochamor because it's a greater nirik mavash. I was happy to hear that. So that's the case. In my view, we paskin like this Kedusha Aran, and therefore it's a warming drawer which no one ever cooks in, there wouldn't be that extra chum of the tocha in the case of nirikim avashel, and therefore I think it's in fact permissible to put it in the warming drawer. Again, if it's not adjustable the way it is, if it's adjustable by lying at the bottom of the tinfoil, having it come out to the outside to be a heker, and then to the boot, also covering the adjusting dials. Okay, nearly. Okay, Rabosai, is it clear? Yes, Shlomi.
If you said the reason Latosa is not near a Kavasha, then why should the warming drawer still be near a Kavasha?
Because no one cooks in it.
But isn't he assuming Latosa versus Al-Gabov is Al-Gabov in the case when no one cooks in it? So
the tocha is a greater nirika mevashel than an algaba. That's what the chiddush Yeran is saying. By medra mamurim, in a circumstance which he lived in, where there was a strong possibility of, in fact, cooking in such a place. But today, with warming drawers are never used for cooking, it seems to me that it should be permissible.
That's also based on the old type of, like, say, wood stove, that the fire is actually inside the stove and then they only have the pot on top.
Okay.
But on a radiator.
A radiator should be mutter. No one ever cooks in a radiator. I don't see the problem with that. Okay. Let's go on. There is another possible cooler. I'll mention briefly, which is a Shabbos clock. Shem and I had a long discussion about a Shabbos clock. In other words, you're putting the food on the fire on the... Excuse me. You're putting your... On Shabbos morning, you'll take your dry food, you'll put it on a cold electric range, let's say, and then an hour later, it'll go on, poop. What do you say about that kind of a case?
We really have to know how long time is going to take in the morning, how long the time is going
to be. All right. Speak to the rabbi, see how long it's going to give a drosha that day, how long the singhal on Shabbos Chanukah. You have to know all these things in advance. Okay, but... yes?
I thought that we learned in the Gemara that it says that if you place something where it will eventually reach out to let us go, even though now it's not yet not to let us go, it's possible.
That's correct. That's because right now the fire is there, and the potential to reach out to let us go is there right now. But in the case where it's cold right now, that's a different story. The Chazanish asks it. Chazanish asks everything. Why? He literally tells us. Chazanish holds the Easter of Achzor is not an Easter of Maise. It's an Easter of matzah. It's a monkey. Remember the monkey? Monkey see, monkey do. Huh? If the monkey puts it on Shabbos, you have to take it off. So the Chazanish of course is going to say, I put on a cold range. The minute it gets hot, it's like a monkey put it there. That's what the Chazanish says. He doesn't think it would be allowed. That's what he says. That's what he thinks. That Zer Hashem Yechaz B'Gacholim would apply, even by Shehiyah, he says, and by Chazara for sure. He is, he's not a makel at all. He's not a makel at all. Okay. Now, I have to make one more point before I go further on this, which is a Mogad Avram's kasha. There are more, it has certain leniencies. Ramah is relied upon, not Ran, etc., etc. But the Mogad Avram, Lamed Hayes against the Ran, against the Ramah, that the Ran was only Mekil Al-Gava and not Letocha. And the Ramah, in one case, seems to be Mekil even Letocha. I just want to point that out to you. Let me see if I can... one second. Shulchan Aruch, what page is that Shulchan Aruch? Reish Ben Gimel. Moshe the Mogan Avram Lamed Hey. Page 25. The Yesh Matirin Litan B'toch HaTaner Tzof Mi B'Bodyom. So the Mogan Avram is upset by this Latoch HaTanah. Why Latoch HaTanah? Why Latoch? He quotes Dake Moshe. The Komako Mashmash also the Tanah Dak Al Gabi Shari. Avalo Latocha, Kemosha Kosa Bisim Beis, Adkan. So the question is, why over here is he quoting Mekilim, who are even making what we call what? Latoch HaTanah. How can that be? How is it possible? So it could be that the Ramah holds as follows, that the only time they were machna by Latoch is a chiddush nifl lekula. I'm not sure if it's true. If there are two possibilities, Al-Gava and Latoch, alright, so there are two ways to do it. It will be maker by the Al-Gava, it will be machna and the Latoch. But what will happen if Al-Gava is an impossibility? So I would say, so what? Latoch is us anyway. But it could be there are molds in that kind of a case, there's grounds to be lenient. So when it comes to a crock pot, maybe there is such a possibility that you can't cook on top at all. Maybe. Or the second suggestion that I had, that it's only prohibited if it's the tocha mamish. If you look at in the Mishnah Brura, Nun Zayin, you'll see a little smach la'adam open to Nun Zayin, which is here on page 39 again. Dafka al gaba, hain al gaba obi dafka sam alamala, vafilu im tolak deu lesok avir akira uktsas dafka sam boldim alamala, gam kenem chal al gaba havi. So maybe you can be mad at the crackpot. You put the marbles. You put the marbles in not to eliminate hatmana. Those same marbles will perhaps overcome the problem of the tocha as well. That's why I wanted to say a possibility of the kula. Let me go back now for a minute to my Shabbos talk. Just for a minute. I know I'm also going on overtime. Yeah, sorry.
Let's see. Let me get this straight. We're talking about the Zora, right? And we're talking about the Tolka. Now, Rav Kalbo, the neighbor of Guria over there, says that the Tolka is Asa, Al-Gaba is Mutra, that's the fruit from Chazora. And the Ri says, on the first part of the mission over there, that the heat inside is greater. So that's why the Tolka is Asa.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm just following along.
Right. But the cooler, this amazing cooler, the Mishnah Brura and Zion, it could be 90% in. As long as it's not on the ground, as long as it's something elevated above the normal thing, I think that might overcome the problem of the tocha according to this Mishnah Brura Nun Zayin. Okay, Rabosai. It seems to me though the Ramah was mekel by Shabbos clocks. And the Ramah didn't have a Shabbos clock, that's true. But read the Ramah in Siv Hey. I thought the Ramah was mekel by some kind of equivalent of Shabbos clocks. Let's take a look. Ramah Siv Hey. What does it say over here? The last line of page 43. Avol makdeiros hadayin chamin mutar lahamidon etzel tanur. Now we're turning to page 44. Beis hachoref. Right? They would. What would they do exactly in this case of the Ramah? What would they do exactly? The guy would put it near the Tanur base Achorif, and then what would the guy do afterwards? The guy would light the fire. How could the guy light the fire? Well, they had a kula. Maveres hashifcha hakach hatanur. She would put on the fire later. That's what the Mishnah Brura explains why that's allowed to have the Goya put the fire on. Why? Hakol cholim etzel hakor etzel hatzina. So it's mutter for health reasons. So it comes out the Ramah seems to be saying that the Goya is going to put on the fire for health reasons. So I can be a wise guy, put the pot near right by that furnace, which the Goya is going to heat up subsequently, and there's no Yisrael of Hakzara. Isn't that indicate, is it in the kind of a Shabbos clock? Not an automatic.
The Goyim Malachas Goy isn't the same as Malachas Kalim, that's Ramah.
No, but that's not the point. The point is that it should be, if there's an Yisrael of Hakzara, according to the Chazanish, the minute the Goy lights the fire, quick, take it away. Because it's like a monkey put it there. And the Ramah seems to be Mekel. That's what I thought. I thought the Ramah sounds pretty clear that a Shabbos clock would be permissible. As a matter of fact, the Chazanish asks that kasha. He asks the kasha, and he gives an answer. He says, you know, it's not the normal way to cook al gabei hatanur, this furnace which is used for heating the house, and therefore it's like keneged hamedura al gabei mecham. It's like smicha. It's far, far away. Hold on, slowly. But that seems to me impossible. It seems to be impossible. Because if you look in the Ramah, he says, Avla machaderas dan chamin mutal amidin agab eitzel atanur. To the next page 44, Beis HaChorof. Me'achad shen esbar de tanur mishalano yeshad din kira. Usmicha bekira shen agrufa k'tuma kidin grufa k'tuma linyan nesina aleha. That line in the Ramah, if I read it correctly, indicates we're not talking about something that's so far away. If it's so far away, right, so then there would be no problem whatsoever. It's not like a Neged HaMedura. You know, the truth is the Chazon Ish himself quoted a Tzad Lahokil. He said, if he was put on a fire on Shabbos, it was put on a place which was cold on Shabbos, and subsequently the Goy lit the fire, Chazal gave it a halachic status of Shehiyah and did not give it the status of Hachazara. That's what I think. So there are grounds, it seems, to be lenient. You don't like my cooler? I'll tell you what to do. You want it? This is what you do. You have an electric range. I think it's Mikra, then it's put on the cold range. It's going to come out later. It's dry food. You don't like my cooler? I'll tell you what to do. Get a blech. Because the Chazon Ish was only Machmir al Shemi Chazon Begacholim. He wasn't Nachmir as Nirek and Mevashim. He didn't say that Nirek and Mevashim in the case where you put on something which was cold, which gets hot later on. We already tried to demonstrate in the previous weeks that we pass if it's covered, there's no Shem Yechat at all against the Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, if you cover it and it's on a Shabbos clock, that would be a mut even according to the Chazon Ish, if I am correct. So therefore, let's just summarize briefly, because I'm sorry to take it over time. How many ways can we have to heat things up, heat dry food up on Shabbos? That's Chazon. But the one way is, in my view, again, a non-adjustable hot plate. A second way would be a non-adjustable warming drawer with my Chidushi around. A third way would be an adjustable hot plate or warming drawer which is covered appropriately. What does that mean? You cover the entire hot plate, including the dials, but not necessarily, but why not? But you cover the heating area. In the case of the warming drawer, you have to cover the heat source in the bottom of it, as well as have it stick out, as well as cover the dials, I would suggest. And if you want to use a real regular electric range to be able to cook up a lot of food, then the way to do it would be to get a Shabbos clock and use a blech. If you do that, I think it would be permissible as well. Oh yes. Kedera gabe blech. I thought it would be also another way to be matter heating up foods. Yes. Yeah, there's a cooler that's known to cover the knobs, you don't have to cover the fire itself.
You can put it in a stove.
That's what Rabbi Ida says, it's impossible, he doesn't understand it. Rabbi Ida said, I don't understand Rabbi Baron Kotler. If he says that it's enough for Shehiyah, it's one thing. But Hachzor does it for two reasons. Shemi Echat, which Rabbi Baron thinks is taken care of by covering the dials. But what are you going to do with the Nira Mevashah consideration? He says, Tzorachim. Maybe Rav Aaron held that Hachzorah, not discussing Hanocha, that Hachzorah is Asur only because of Shem Yechata, like Rabbi Natan. Therefore, he was willing to be Mekel on that way. I don't know the way to be Miyash of Rav Aaron Sheep.
It's also a point of all the rabbis spoke before, that since there is no possibility of Al-Gabah.
No, even Al-Gabah. No, that's true. That's true. But Afal Pik. No, but it doesn't matter. Aaron's cooler of covering the knobs only eliminates the Shem Yechat and the Fishi Toso, but doesn't eliminate the Nirek and Mavash. Even Al Gavash we have the Nirek and Mavash. Let's just say he passes the Dina. It's only Shem Yechat and not because of the Nirek and Mavash. If you're a Ban cult, you can have such broad shoulders, you can pass it that way. But we've been assuming for the last 3 weeks we're worried about both reasons as much as we can. Okay, I've spoken as much as I can. Time is up. And I wish you a tzlach on the Bechina, and more important, a tzlach in life. You should keep a proper Shabbos kitchen. Okay. Frelach and Chanukah to one and all.